Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
People are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our friend Michael Stollard. Mike is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also Connection Culture. ConnectionCulture.com is the website, right, Mike?
That's right.
So check all that out, and you'll find all the things that Mike does as one of the great leaders, great experts on leadership, I should say. We're talking about three ways to get your team refocused for the new year. First, refocus yourself, then reconnect with your people, and then we got one more thing, right, Mike?
Now you have to re-energize them. So you're taking some of the work you did in the refocus step early on, including creating your top five, 3 to 5 priorities for the year ahead, and you're putting that on one page of paper, and you're sharing that with your team. And then you're asking them, you're getting them together, and you're asking what's right. You know, here you're sharing your thinking. You're asking them what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking. And then you just listen. You don't challenge them, or it's just a time to listen to what how they react to it. Thank them when they share something, and, you know, have someone taking good notes. Then, you know, take some time to just consider what they shared. See if you need to make some adjustments to your top five, and then communicate your decision. Okay, here's what I heard. Here's what I want to do in the year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask them to come up with their top five and have that cascade down the hierarchy and have everyone share their top five with everyone else so we can kind of see how the pieces fit together.
And so you do this individually? Do this as a team?
As the leader, you start with the top five, your top five,
right.
And then it should cascade down.
And you give that to the you give your top five to the your management team, or
yep, to your direct reports,
right?
And then they should create their top five, which should align with yours,
right?
And then it should cascade down the organization. If you limit to 3 to 5 priorities, you really do start to get some focus, and then you can see how all the pieces fit together.
And this is, folks, a lot of this we're talking about is CEO work. It's not manager work. It's or operator work. It's CEO work. The top five things, that's from the CEO. And the point I make here, Mike, is I'm trying to help small business owners realize that they've got to spend time during the week, month, year as the CEO of the company, not just the founder and the operator.
That's right. You're the leader. People expect you to cast a vision for where you're going, why it's important, how you're going to get there.
And managers execute on vision. CEOs create the vision.
That's right. You start with the vision, and then that's right. Then you support them together to accomplish that vision.
Right. So now I've re-energized my team with my five. 3 to 5 things to focus on, and we've asked them to do their list. Do we have them come back to us before we take it to the team?
Yeah, it's good to meet and talk about them. See if you know you want to make sure you're in agreement with.
Maybe
them.
They've come up with a better idea than you had to start with.
Well, that's right. You'll make some adjustments.
Hopefully they will.
Yep. And then down the road, as you get into the year, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 months out, you want to take a look at it again and see what adjustments you need to make based on how things change.
Plan versus actual.
That's right.
So then when you roll this out, do you let the team your direct reports roll it out to their members, or do you do it as a company? When I think of small businesses, you know, most of us aren't that big.
Yeah, I think it really depends, I think, on what you're comfortable with. I think, you know, I as the CEO, I like to see everybody's their priorities for the year and see how they align.
Right.
And it just helps me understand what people are focusing on. So and
it also
really
helps
you
it also helps you learn who's focusing on the wrong stuff, right? You'll uncover some misdirection somewhere along the way, probably.
Yeah, and then you have to have conversations to get them back in alignment.
Prayer meetings.
You call it that.
Yeah.
And then as you have those conversations, you're just creating alignment in the priorities, and then people can have some real clarity about what they're expected to accomplish, and then reviewing it a few months out to see if things need to change. Mm-hmm. Then the world changes, of course, mm-hmm. and we learn more.
So I got about half a minute. Wrap all this up in a bow for us.
So number one, taking the time to refocus on where you want to go, looking at the big picture, coming up with your looking at your top priorities, top five priorities for the
CEO
prior
stuff.
Year, thinking about the year, a year ahead, reconnecting with your staff to express your gratitude for what they accomplished and who they are, then re-energizing them with the top five priorities ahead. It's all in an article I wrote called Three Tips for Leading Your Team into a New Year at ConnectionCulture.com in the blog section.
Thank you so much for making that available to us, Mike. And Mike, good job
thank
today.
You, Jim.
Come back soon.
All right. Well, happy holidays
you
to you,
too.
My friend.
Mike Sollard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.